I recognize Dr. Meredith Stove at microphone number one to read the revised motion.
My name is Meredith Stone, and I'm a messenger of Calvary Baptist Church in Waco. In conversation with the committee on the annual meeting, in order to present a motion that is in order and one that asks for the affirmation of women in all ministerial and pastoral roles, I would like to amend my original motion to read. I move that the Baptist General Convention of Texas Executive Board be instructed to have staff create programs, resources, and initiatives to assist churches in affirming, appointing, and employing women in ministerial and pastoral roles.
Very well. That is a revised motion. Is there a second? I hear a second. Very well. Dr. Stone, would you like to speak to your motion? You have 2 minutes if you do.
In the past several months, as the SBC has taken significant action in restricting women's roles in ministry and diminishing their value to God's work, women in ministry have been hurting deeply. They're left wondering if their churches and their denominational homes value them. This is a moment when women in ministry need us. Texas Baptists have attempted to provide words of support in the past through resolutions and by not adopting the 2000 Baptist Faith and Message, but that has not translated into changes for women. In the fall of 2021, less than 1% of BGCT cooperating churches had women serving as senior pastors. Though we profess measured support for almost 25 years, the leadership of our churches looks almost the same. Additionally, we do not fully demonstrate our support in convention committees and in worship. No woman has ever preached in the annual meeting. For example, right now, according to the Texas Baptist website, only 15% of the executive board is made up of women. These numbers do not represent equality. Texas Baptists, we need to take actions in order to demonstrate that we truly value women in ministry. We need to put feet to any professed support we have ever made, and this motion asks you to demonstrate your affirmation by directing the BGCT staff to create the resources, programs, and initiatives that are needed. Baptists have long supported the local church's autonomy, so much so that we have it in our Constitution. I hope that we can also support the autonomy of women to follow God's call on their lives, since they have not had that. On the first Easter morning, Jesus entrusted the gospel message of the resurrection to women first, even before there was a local church. My prayer is that we can follow the way of Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you. Allow me to restate the motion that has been presented, seconded, and spoken to. I move that the Baptist General Convention of Texas Executive Board be instructed to have staff create programs, resources, and initiatives to assist churches in affirming, appointing, and employing women in ministerial and pastoral roles. Would anyone like to speak against this motion? If you are at a mic, I recognize. Do me a favor, would you turn off the microphone lights? And only light it up if somebody is going to speak against the motion. Okay, I see a hand. Okay, microphone number three.
We do not need to divide.
Please state your name and the church that you're messenger from.
Colin Bullard, First Baptist Church, Longview, and then the pastor.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you. This is not an issue we need to divide over. I don't actually want to speak against this motion. I want to speak for the convention and for churches. We need a home for women in ministry in Texas Baptist life. This is an issue on which we might disagree, but we do not need to divide over it. So whether you vote for this motion, for the next motion, against either, know that there are just churches who don't want to be disfellowshipped because we have women in pastoral roles. We saw what happened in the SBC. We don't want to be excluded from the convention.
Sir, I don't want to interrupt you. Are you speaking for or against the motion? It sounds like you're speaking for it.
It does, but I'm against this particular motion because of a technicality of language. I prefer the next motion. Please. So I am against this motion and for the next motion, but broadly I'm for women in ministry. This motion, I believe, does instruct the executive board in a certain direction that maybe all the executive board doesn't want to follow. I would rather support a motion that promised that we don't disfellowship churches, because they have women in pastoral roles, and that we hold those things together amicably like we have, and not raise this to a point of division. But be assured of this, if we don't make space for some of the women who feel called to ministry, we will drive them to more progressive strains of our denomination. We will drive them away if we don't make a home for them, make space for them here. And so we can dispute and disagree, but let's not divide over this. Let's have a home here that is broad enough for all views. I do speak against this motion, and I'm in favor of the next motion, but broadly for women in ministry. Thank you.
Very well. Do I have someone that will speak for the motion? Mic number two. State your name, the church that you're a messenger from.
My name is Hannah Coe, and I'm the senior pastor of Calvary Baptist Church in Waco, Texas.
Very well.
What we are talking about here today is more than programs, resources, and initiatives. This is an important moment for our convention to make a statement of full support to affirm women leading in ministry, because data gathered from all over the world conveys that affirming women is key to cultivating environments where they can thrive. And when women thrive, all people thrive. The matter before us, our convention's affirmation of women, is a gospel issue. It's a matter of salvation. We usually think of salvation in one tense, future, but in the biblical tradition, salvation is not only about what happens after we die, but what happens while we live. The Bible speaks of salvation in three tenses, past, present, and future. God's saving acts are not limited to heaven. They put on flesh and come among us here and now. The Bible talks about this as eternity life. John 3:16, everyone who believes in Jesus will have eternity life. In the Bible, eternity life is a quality of life, the thriving life God intends to be experienced now and in eternity. Wherever Jesus is, eternity life, the saving acts of God are present, and communal life is reordered around Jesus's eternity life initiative. And so my question today, what I am listening and watching for, is our convention willing to participate in eternity life here and now by affirming that God is powerful enough and big enough to call women to all forms of leadership and service in the church? And are we willing to take concrete actions to this end?
Sister, your time is up.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone that would like to speak against the motion? All right, microphone.
My name is Daniel Perez from the First Baptist Church of Los Fresnos, and I do want to speak against the motion. The Bible was mentioned in the most countercultural people in Scripture, which was the Lord Jesus Christ and the Apostle Paul. All chose men and to be disciples, to be apostles, and the qualifications of an elder, a pastor, were men. These were men that were not afraid of the culture or bowed their knee to the culture, but they bowed their knee to the Lord Jesus Christ and to God Himself. It is not a matter of valuing women. It is a matter of roles, and it is for a reason that this convention has held the pastoral office and eldership to be for men, for male leadership, not because women are less or less valued or because Jesus does not value them, but because it is God's order. And any motion or any programs by this convention formed to call women to a pastoral office that God has not given the authority to, maybe men give authority to women to be pastors, but it is not by God. It would erode the truth of the Scriptures and the truth. We're called to make disciples, and anything that would move against what Scripture teaches would be eroding what the Lord Jesus Christ has taught and what is preserved in His Word. We love women, we value women, but we must be content in our roles. It is love and unity was mentioned a lot, but one thing that I did see lacking some of our preaching is the truth. Truth and love. Love without truth is not true love. Jesus Christ is both light and He illuminates us with truth and with His love. And he's the most loving man that ever walked the earth. And in his scripture, it is very clear. And anything else would erode the word of God, and it would divide. I love our sisters in the church. We value them. We value
brother,
them.
Brother, thank you so much. Yes. Thank you. Your time is up. I see that there are several people at the microphone, so I would like to entertain one more person speaking for the motion and one more person speaking against the motion, and perhaps moving to question. Microphone number two, are you speaking for the motion?
Yes, sir.
All right, please do.
My name is Jill Hudson, and I'm a messenger from FBC Abilene. I also serve as the coordinator for Texas Baptist Women in Ministry. In this role, I interact on a daily basis with women across the state of Texas who are preparing for ministry or who are currently serving in ministerial roles. I speak with the Divinity School students, pastors, associate pastors, chaplains, professors, missionaries, and those who work in prisons. And the one thing they have in common is an intense desire to serve God as God has called each one of them. Another commonality is that these women are unsure of where the BGCT stands on their affirmation of women in ministry. Some have experienced extreme backlash from this organization. Some have questioned their faith because of the actions of this organization. And some have moved to other denominations or professions because of the lack of action by this convention. There are also positive stories, but they are dwarfed by the confusion, hurt, and trauma that has affected women in ministry in Texas. I want to give you a different vision. This vision is on behalf of the female ministers of tomorrow. Tomorrow, the girls who are sitting in our pews will never have to wonder if they are valued in the kingdom of God. The girls in our pews will grow up with female pastors on staff offering prayers from the pulpit, serving them communion, blessing them with pastoral guidance, and preaching prophetic sermons. These girls will never have to wonder if they are enough in the eyes of the churches because we'll give them opportunities to ask their questions, study from female theologians, and try their hand at preaching. At present, 50% of the students in Texas who desire to be ministers in a Baptist setting are female. Half of the ministers of tomorrow are female. The BGCT must take action now to cultivate the call of the girls and their pews who will be the ministers of tomorrow. These resources will not happen naturally or by happenstance. They must be created intentionally. With these resources, female ministers of tomorrow can pastor in Baptist churches instead of changing denominations to fulfill their calling. The female ministers of tomorrow can pastor in Texas churches instead of being forced to leave our great state to follow God's leadership on their lives. With these resources, the female ministers of tomorrow can finally simply be pastors
Sister,
instead of female pastors. We have to create essentially today.
Thank you. I recognize microphone number two to speak against the motion.
Good morning, my name is Alex Della. I am the pastor and messenger from Bateman Baptist Church in Red Rock, Texas. I strongly oppose this motion that has been made. Genesis chapter 3 begins by saying, "Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the beasts in the field the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, did God actually say? Did God actually say?" Satan has called God's words into question from the beginning, and liberal Christianity continues that work by calling God's word into question today. We know what Scripture says about leadership in the local church, yet we still have the audacity to ask, did God actually say? Did God actually say, let a woman learn quietly with all submissiveness? I do not permit a woman to teach or exercise authority over a man, rather she is to remain quiet. Did God actually say, if anyone aspires to the office of overseer, he desires a noble task. Therefore, an overseer must be above reproach, the husband of one wife. Did God actually say? Scripture is clear that one of the many qualifications for pastoral leadership is that he is a man. To state otherwise is rebellion against the word of God. Women pastors are the most obvious evidence of church rebelling against the Bible. This is not a minor issue. This is not a small disagreement. This is direct rebellion against God's word. If this motion passes, it will not unify our denomination. It will tear it apart. As Baptists, I cannot help but feel we have brought this moment on ourselves. For decades, we have disregarded many of the other biblical qualifications for pastors. We continually blur the lines between the office of elder and deacon. We have conjured church offices that have no scriptural basis and therefore no scriptural qualifications. This has led us to a moment where many believe we can disregard biblical command of male leadership. We are the family of God. Let us be unified in our commitment to biblical authority. Let us uphold all biblical qualifications for pastors, including male leadership.
I believe we have heard sufficient people to speak for and against the motion, and I believe it's time to move to the question. All right, please state your name and church.
My name is Andrew Vetto. I'm the messenger from Oak Ridge Baptist Church in San Antonio, Texas. This is a critical issue for our convention, and I think it is something that we need to give a full scope to discussion for. So in that, I ask for more time, 10 minutes of more discussion.
All right, there is a motion for 10 minutes more of discussion. Is there a second? It is seconded. Anyone in favor of extending the time of discussion by 10 minutes, would you raise your ballots? Keep them up, please, because it requires a two-thirds vote to extend the time. All right, you may put them down. Anybody against? The motion passes, and we will extend the time by 10 minutes. I'll entertain someone to speak for the motion. Are you speaking for the motion, mic 3? No? Mic 2? All right.
My name is Brandon Hudson. I'm the pastor of FBC Abilene. I'm supportive of the motion tasking the BGCT with the creation of programs, resources, and initiatives to assist churches as they affirm, appoint, and employ women in ministerial and pastoral roles. We come together to celebrate the unity of our fellowship as a family gathering. And in these moments, we must realize that we are not unified because true unity is only achieved when equality is represented at the table. The voice of God has for centuries spoken through both men and women. Indeed, in Christ there is neither male nor female. However, our sisters in Christ are underrepresented and underserved as they seek to follow their own call. The own flame that burns within their hearts, to quote Dr. Christina, and they are not supported in the own flame that burns within their hearts and are instead met with those that would dampen the flames that Christ has planted in their hearts. By approving this motion, we have the opportunity to work towards true unity and profess to those women in our midst or who will be coming behind us that we are invested in the way that God wants to speak through them. Let us be a voice of encouragement, seeking to widen the net which God is casting into the world through the voices of women. Let us vote to amplify the already quieted voices of our daughters who are called to prophesy. Let us be a voice of true unity, seeking to do our part to embody and fulfill the spirit-filled vision of Scripture. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone who will speak against the motion? Microphone number 3.
My name is Dustin Slayton. I'm a messenger from First Baptist Church in Round Rock, Texas, and I would like to amend the motion.
Very well.
My amendment would read that we request that the Executive Board resources BGCT staff to continue developing more strategies, resources, and advocacy initiatives to assist churches in affirming, appointing, and employing women in ministry and leadership roles. I'd like to speak to my amendment.
I would like you to read it again slowly so I can write it down, please.
Okay. To request that the Executive Board resources BGCT staff to continue developing more strategies, resources, and advocacy initiatives to assist churches in affirming, appointing, and employing women in ministry and leadership roles.
I'm going to ask you to do it one more time, brother.
All right. Where do I need to start?
Just start from the beginning.
All right. To request that the Executive Board resources BGCT staff to continue developing more strategies, resources, and advocacy initiatives to assist churches in affirming, appointing, and employing women in ministry and leadership roles.
I think I got it this time.
All right, man.
All right, speak to it, sir.
The conclusion has been made that maintaining gender-specific roles in church is inherently oppressive towards women, is therefore unkind. The conclusion is also made that maintaining neutrality is unclear and therefore unkind. The only option, it seems, then, is to affirm women in ministry in all pastoral roles. Yet there is another side of the story. A vast number of churches in the BGCT are those who love, encourage, equip, and empower women to serve in numerous capacities.
Sir, may I just ask you to pause for a minute because I messed up and I didn't ask for a second.
Okay.
Let me get a second and you can continue. Is there a second to that amendment?
Second.
All right, second. You may continue.
All right. Numerous churches love, encourage, equip, and empower women to serve in numerous capacities, both vocational and volunteer, yet who still hold the conviction that the Bible provides clear gender distinctions when it comes to church leadership. If this motion is approved, it would send a clear and, I would say, unkind message to these churches, namely that their view on the subject is no longer welcome in the BGCT. It would, by default, require some of our diverse churches to either remain part of a body that affirms something they disagree with or to separate themselves from this great convention of Texas Baptists. However, today, if we reject this motion, we run the risk of seeming unwelcoming towards women. Therefore, if we can amend and approve this motion, we can still maintain the neutrality that is currently alive in our convention, which still provides room for churches on both sides of the issue to cooperate together for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And at the same time, we can still promote the cause of women in our denomination. The true need in our convention is for churches to be equipped with tools to encourage women to answer God's call. Our BGCT Women's Ministry is already making great steps in developing these resources, but churches need to know how to equip women with resources and education that broaden their skills in ministry. Texas Baptist, this amendment still calls us to be champions for the incredible, godly, spirit-filled women of all ages that God has placed in our churches, the women he is calling to leadership in our convention. Let us send a clear message to our convention today that Texas Baptist is a home for diverse churches, and let us send a very clear message that we are a convention that celebrates and encourages women in ministry leadership, and that we are committed to educate and equip churches so they can fulfill their responsibility to the women in their midst.
Thank you. The motion to amend is to request that the executive board resources BGCT staff to come. I can't read my own writing. To continue developing more strategies, resources, and advocacy initiatives to assist churches in affirming, appointing, and employing women in ministerial and pastoral roles. Is that correct?
No.
In leadership roles. Very well. Would anyone like to speak against the amendment that was just presented?
Am I allowed to speak again?
All right.
I'm not allowed to speak again, Mary Stone, County Baptist Church of Waco. I think this substantively changes what we are asking for, and so I would just like to state that I speak against the amendment.
All right, thank you. Would anyone like to speak for the amendment? Microphone number 3. Are you speaking for the amendment?
I am speaking for the amendment.
All right, please go ahead.
My name is Andrew Beto, and I come as a messenger from Oak Ridge Baptist Church in San Antonio, Texas. I think that this amendment will allow the convention to straddle what is a very divisive fence. And I know that that's not a popular position. I know that there are many that would want us to either go wholly in one direction or wholly in the other, either to embrace full-on complementarianism or full-on egalitarianism. But I think that what we need to understand as a convention is we have always been a large church convention, a large tent convention. We always have allowed room for people with differing viewpoints. And I think the amendment that has been proffered does indeed allow us to encourage our sisters in ministry. It does encourage women to explore the gifts that they have while not alienating those members of this convention that in good conscience and under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, with all love and affection, don't believe that women can serve an ACU pastoral role. I think at this point, we do not need to divide over this issue. This is something that we can explore and prayerfully move through. So I would prayerfully and vociferously encourage us to adopt the amendment that has been proffered.
All right, thank you. Would anyone like to speak against the amendment? I recognize microphone number two to speak against the amendment.
May I speak again?
Right. Yes.
My name is Hannah Coe, Calvary Baptist Church in Waco. My concern with this amendment is that it doesn't do what I think we need to do as a convention, which is to further differentiate ourselves from the SBC. So this amendment does not serve those ends, and it, to me, is a clear statement against women serving in pastoral roles. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak to the amendment? If not, then we will... Okay. Microphone number two.
I'm Steve Gordon. I'm a messenger from the First Baptist Church in Belton, Texas. And I am for this amendment because I think it acknowledges some of the things that Texas Baptists already do in training women for ministry. We have 10 universities and 4 seminaries supported by Texas Baptists. We have the Ministerial Financial Assistance Program, which helps pay for both men and women who are training in ministry. Some of the women who have spoken today concerning these motions have been recipients of that scholarship money to enable them to go to school. We have, at the schools, we seek to help students define their call, hone their skills, and even give them experience in ministry through internships. All of our schools are part of doing this. It is something we have done. Personally, I have been supportive of women in ministry all of my career. My credibility as far as speaking for women in ministry, I think, is established. And I think this motion would move us along the way. One of the issues we have is this makes a huge change in the life of Texas Baptists in the way pastors and ministers are perceived. Change happens slowly. I used to sit on that stage, and it's like trying to turn the Titanic to get the convention to change, let alone Baptist churches. It doesn't happen overnight. We are moving in that direction. Ultimately, simply because of supply and demand, we will have many, many, many more women in ministry. It just takes us a while. I support this motion, this amendment to the motion, because I believe it moves us in the direction of where we need to be headed. I do think it differentiates us from the Southern Baptist Convention, and I think it is a statement that needs to be made. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Vernon. All right. The 10 minutes of extension for discussion have expired, and so we will move to question on the amendment now. If you are in favor of the amendment that was presented, would you raise your ballots and leave them up, please? You may put them down. If you're against the amendment, would you raise your ballot? The amendment passes, and it's approved as presented. And we will move on to the question on the main motion as amended. All those in favor of the motion as amended, do raise your ballots.
Can you read the amended motion?
Okay, ignore what's on the screen, please. I will attempt to read it. Please correct me if I'm wrong. The amended motion is, I move that the Baptist General Convention of Texas request the Executive Board to resource BGCT staff to continue developing more strategies, resources, advocacy and initiatives to assist churches in affirming, appointing, and employing women in ministerial and leadership roles. That is the amended motion. All those in favor of that motion, would you raise your ballots, please? Thank you. You may lower them. All those against the motion, would you raise your ballots? Thank you, you may lower them. The motion passes. speak to his motion as revised.
Mr. Moderator, I'm Ellison Roscoe, messenger for First Baptist Church Richardson. And in light of the passing of this motion, I respectfully rescind my motion.
Very well, thank you. The chair recognizes now Blake Allen, member of the Committee on Credentials, for the final report of the 2023 annual meeting.
Mr. President, messengers and guests, on behalf of the Committee on Credentials, as of 10:15 today, July 18, 2023, there were 680 messengers enrolled and 1,220 visitors were registered.
Thank you very much for that report. The chair now recognizes Dr. Craig Christina to make some recognitions.
Opportunity to celebrate the service of the officers of the Baptist General Convention of Texas and to recognize the incoming new officers who will begin to serve at the conclusion of today's business meeting. First, I want to recognize Nabiye Khalili, who has served us so well as second vice president of the Baptist General Convention of Texas. Messed up. He was second vice president and then he was elected to first vice president, and he has served admirably. We so appreciate his passion. I tell you, the future is bright for Texas Baptist because of young leaders like Neb Khalili. And so I'm excited to have had the opportunity to work with him. So now we're going to introduce the new officers who are serving this year, and elected to be second vice president is Dr. Debbie Potter. She's not here. We'll give her her gift, her arrival gifts, at another time. Elected to be first vice president is Dr. Ronnie Marriott. And his wife, Robin, the better half. I didn't mention her. You want to say a word? Okay, well, here. He wants me to call him a young pastor, too. But anyway, I'm trying to stick to truth. All right, anyway, we're also blessed to celebrate another year and a half of service. We'll be, and I say year and a half because our next annual meeting is November of 2024. Dr. Julio Guineri, who has led us so well with such distinction and excellence. Congratulations. His wife, Monica Guineri. Well, we celebrate their service. We're looking forward to the next year and a half. And y'all have done a great job electing a fine slate of officers. So we appreciate it.
Thankful to you. I want to just express my appreciation for your confidence in electing me a second term as president. It's been an honor to serve you. I'm thankful to Dr. Craig Christina, who is